This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I've never had really any bad things happen in Vegas. I mean, anything that I didn't do to myself.
Right.
But the worst situation I ever got into was in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry Hotel. Go down there for a Jack Daniels tasting. Told this story before. But at the time that we went down there, it was the first time that they ever used, that I'd been in a hotel that used key cards.
Yeah.
So I go in and check into the hotel, and we have a meet and greet thing going on at the Jack Daniels bar, which is somewhere in the middle of the Grand Ole Opry Hotel, by the way, is absolutely huge. There are corridors that go and kind of just kind of stick out. I mean, there's long-ass hallways. It is a big, big hotel. I'm not thinking about this at the time. I check in. I take a shower real quick. I put my card in my wallet. That's the best place to put it because it's a credit card looking
right.
thing, right? Go down to the Jack Daniels party. Have a really, really, really good time.
I bet you did.
Ends up being a late night. And so at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's time for me to go back to my room. Now, the problem is that I took the sleeve. The card out of the sleeve, left that on the counter in the hotel
room. Rookie mistake, man. Oh,
no. That had the hotel room number on it.
Yeah.
Okay? So, and at this point in time, it's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody really at the front desk. Mm-hmm. I'd walk by a couple desks. They might have been satellite desks, but they weren't.
Right.
I could not figure out. And there's nobody walking around. It's just me. So I take off down this hallway, try to find my room.
How did you plan on finding, if you had no idea what the number was, what was your strategy to figure out?
I knew I was pretty close right. to the end of one of the hallways on the left.
Okay.
So anytime I saw the end of a hallway, I would walk all the way down and start trying like the last five doors. And then I'd turn around and I'd go down another hall. I did not get to my room until about an hour and a half to 2 hours later, which felt like 5 hours. I am literally hammered. I cannot find my hotel room. There's no one at the front desk. I don't know what room is mine. My phone power is now dead. I've tried to call them. I was put on hold because there's nobody at the front desk.
Right.
It just goes immediately to hold. I mean, I was just walking around the hotel. That was absolutely a nightmare. I was like, man, I really messed that one up.
The thing I messed up, and I just felt so stupid at the end of it, but we're staying and we're in South Beach, Miami. South Beach, Miami. Super expensive ass hotel. We're sharing it with another couple because we're like, let's just say that we stayed here, right?
All
so
right.
I need to get cigarettes. And I know for a fact that about 3 blocks away, there's a 7-Eleven. And it's kind of late, so I'm like, hey, I'm going to go get smokes. And my wife knows me, and she even says, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, well, yeah, I need cigarettes. She's like, you're going to get lost. I'm like, I cannot get lost. It is on this road. She's like, I know where it is. She said, I'm saying you are going to get lost. So I kind of left in a huff. Like,
man,
it's the same road, man. You know what I mean? Sure enough, I get to 7-Eleven. I get a couple packs of smoke. Super proud of myself at this point, right? Because I
did it.
Walked 3 blocks. She thinks that I do not know where I'm going. What the hell, man?
Then you turned
only
around.
Wife's kid. Well, no, I turned around, walked right back down the street. I see my hotel. I walk into my hotel. Again, very proud of myself because I can't wait for my wife just to see how quickly I made it to 7-Eleven and back because she's so positive I'm going to get lost.
Of course.
So, you know, I'm mumbling under my breath, man. And I remember we were on the sixth floor. I believe it was room 602. Get in the elevator, doors close. Well, there's no sixth floor button. It goes lobby through five. I'm like, well, that's weird, man. So, okay, whatever, man. So I get out of that. I get into the elevator across the hall from it. Same thing. Stops on the fifth floor. I'm like,
well, what do you know?
Well, this can't be right because I know for a fact, again, you know, just prove my wife wrong. I know I'm on the sixth floor, man. That I know. So I try the other elevator banks on the other side of the building. They all stop at five. So I'm like, F it. I'm just going to go up the stairs. I don't understand why this is happening, but I walk up the stairs. And, of course, I get to the fifth floor. The fifth floor door is locked, but also there's no more stairs. So now I'm just pissed, right? Because keep in mind, I'm pretty hammered when I left. But I go down to the front desk, and I hate to bug the lady. And I'm like, hey, man, I can't find my room. And she says, well, what room are you in? I said, I'm in room 601. She goes, sir, we don't have a sixth floor. And my response was, oh, I think you do. So she has to see my key card. I hand her the key card, and she gets this big, I should be mad at you, but I'm just smiling now, grin on her face. It says, sir, you're in the wrong hotel. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So the wife was right.
Well, I walk out of the hotel, but I realize, so everything in South Beach is a white building that's Art Deco.
Sure.
Our hotel was a white building that was Art Deco. So was the one next to it, and so was the one that I entered. So I go into the second one, and all I did, I just went into the elevator. It went up to floor 11. So I said, okay, this is not my elevator because I know we're on the top floor of the one. So finally, get back to the hotel.
Look for the building that was one floor taller than the one that you were in?
Dude, when you leave the building, you know what I mean? I just, like, I'm going to walk three blocks. How hard can this be? Right? My wife thinks I'm a moron. Listen to her. So finally, get back in the room. She's like, you were kind of gone a long time. I said, look, I'm going to be honest, man. I went to the wrong hotel. She's like, I did not think you were that stupid. She's like, I just thought you'd get lost.
Jesus.
I said, oh, yeah. I said, it's worse than that. And I told her the whole conversation with the front desk lady. She's like, Jesus Christ, man.
What was the moment that you realized that someone really effed up? 206-803-ROCK.
I was proud, Mike. Oh, hey,
you
think
still
you
made
do.
It back, dude.
I did make it back. Right? Aha.
That's a move, though. Looking her dead in the eye. I think you do have a
I was positive
floor.
I was in the right hotel. Those are my keys. She's like, you're in the wrong building,
like,
man.
She's not punching a 9-to-5 week in, week out at this place.
I know. Look, man, that's, you know.
She's got this drunk dude.
No, I'm not proud.
You do have a sixth floor.
I was like, oh, I think you do. Well, I thought wrong.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.